Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay. I guess we're on, right? Okay. No, listen, stuff happens, and we're happy to have you join us. We have a busy show today, and a lot of different topics. We'll talk about resorts. We'll talk about mortgages. We'll talk about business. We're going to roll right along here, and welcome you on for what for a lot of you is another snowy morning, especially if you're up in northern New England along the coast where they had up to 12 inches of snow. However, getting more and more worried here every day. You know, you talk about Trump unhinged, Trump unhinged, Trump unhinged. Temporary victory of the media, of the far left, evil, deceptive, terrible left. And I hope you can hear me if you're out there. I don't have any reservations about saying it. And the Republican Party, which I believe is engaged along with the shadow government of Barry Hussein Obama, he's not going away. The guy is not going away until he completely disrupts this country. And I have no idea after 8 years why a good segment of this population doesn't understand it, and certainly a lot of Congress who is more interested. And I say this with absolute affirmative action. Not affirmative, bad term, an absolute affirmation that their individual careers are worth more than the safety and security of this country, and that grieves me to say it. Not talking just about Democrats, I'm talking about Republicans as well. And I frankly, based on a temperamental assessment of Trump, He's a different animal, and based upon all the forces collected against him, I don't know how he's going to wade through this. I mean, I really don't. It's hard to believe that no crime was committed, and I don't know all the details, and nobody does, of the communication with Trump and the administration and my General Mike Flynn, who resigned. Reince Priebus, who is the communications director for the Republicans, whose side he's on, and the collective group of Republicans, John McCain, his girlfriend Lindsey Graham, that whole setup that is out to sabotage this president and what they think the results will be. The Dems, the progressives, who are gaining more and more and more in stature, are having a field day. And it's truly unlikely that they're going to stop right now that they smell blood. I don't understand in many ways what Trump is doing and how he intends to handle it. There are similarities between business and running the government, and then there aren't similarities. And he is he's quite frankly running into a buzzsaw here. Now, first of all, there was no crime committed. This thing could have been quelled. It could have been killed right off the bat because you go back to the Logan Act, which was never enforced in the 1800s. Nobody's ever enforced it about talking to foreign dignitaries. I don't want to say the same thing every day here. But if you look at the list of crimes committed by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and you look at this, and then you've got it's an Adam Schiff from California, that loony liberal. I think it's him. But, they're talking about this being the magnitude of Watergate. Well, Watergate was nothing compared to Fast and Furious. It was nothing compared to the IRS scandal. It was nothing compared to Benghazi. It was nothing compared to the illegal immigrant status. It was nothing compared to Obamacare. Hey, you can go up and down the line with all the atrocities committed by the Obama administration. And Trump obviously is having difficulties fielding all of this and handling it all at once. I don't know what man couldn't. And hey, for those out there saying, hey, do you have any criticism of Trump? Yeah, the answer is I do. It's unfortunate the way he handles a lot of situations. Personality is getting in the way. And I'm a little worried because I think this is the first of a lot of fast-falling dominoes, considering the evil Democrat Party and the stupid and now somewhat evil Republican Party, who think that a joint effort against Donald Trump is worth it. How would you like Elizabeth Warren in there, the fake Indian? You know, Elizabeth Warren may be more this is a strong statement. She may be more repulsive than Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And she's gearing up for 2020. Now, I don't know how this is going to unfold. But I'm saying stop with the stupidity out there. The market's rising. I mean, take a look at your 401k. Take a look at your holdings in mutual funds. All kinds of great things Trump is doing, and they're all being overshadowed. A lot of it by certainly his own personality, and I guess we don't have a psychologist in the White House. I certainly do not endorse a lot of what he does. Flip-flopping is common. They talk about Trump flip-flopping in the same day. Maybe Obama flip-flop every day. Hillary decided where the public sentiment was going. It's a messy, sticky situation. And then yesterday we had, of course, the meeting of Donald Trump with Benjamin Netanyahu. All that went, I think it went great. It looked, appeared that it went great. And then Trump just dropped in as far as the settlements. Stick with the settlements you have, but don't build any new ones. And if you look at the replay of that, you could almost see the look on Netanyahu's face. But I think this is a strong and positive alliance. And when Trump says we're going to stand up to Iran, we're going to stand up to North Korea, and ultimately we have to say we're going to stand up to Russia. And by the way, will somebody out there tell me, I don't care what's going on under the covers, somebody tell me what's wrong with forging an alliance with Russia if we can. I would like to know that. And until someone can tell me, I am just befuddled, because you look at the reset, you look at the march into Crimea, you look at the march into Georgia and the Ukraine. What did Hillary Clinton do? What did Barack Obama do? They perpetuated it. And all the blame here, for some reason, for all the problems that have been created in the world, are now falling on the shoulders of Donald Trump. Having the problems and how to handle it are two different things. I will say this is a time to be very statesmanlike. This is a time to be very presidential. It's a time to stay on course and off the issues of Meryl Streep and Ivanka's clothing line and Kellyanne Conway. Oh, now they're talking about let's get rid of her. Let's get rid of Sean Spicer. Steve Bannon's got to go. Then we'll go after the members of cabinet. If you're not paying attention, pay close attention, because this is the first state of alarm I've been able to live, and a lot of people have, with Trump's personality. His ratings were high, how much higher than they used to be. And everything that's being done to benefit this country, and I want to tell you, there's a lot, it's being swept under the carpet. And when you get someone who comes into a position and one of these appointees and is just a little dark cloud, tell me an administration that hasn't had that. I still support the resignation of Michael Flynn, but not under the conditions that occurred. I never thought he was a good choice to begin with. I don't know very much about his replacement. I can only say don't bring in David Petraeus. As brilliant as he is, it would be a terrible political move after all the criticism about all the illegalities going on in this country. You're going to bring in someone who really committed a crime and divulged classified material. We're not going down the Hillary Clinton road, even though it was 1,000 times worse than what Petraeus did. What Petraeus did with, a $50,000 fine and 2 years of probation was bad enough so that, in spite of his great abilities, he should not be nominated for defense secretary. A little unnerved here this morning. We'll come back and have a pleasant subject right after these messages.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
In the early morning rain. All right, perfect segue, Laurie. How about the early morning snow in the most picturesque site you could ever look at it if you go to the website, wolfboroughinn.com. I want to spell it before I introduce our guest, because you'll get a great flavor of what love and romance and beauty is all in one fell swoop. It's wolfeboroughinn.com. Joining us right now is Lucy Van Cleve. She's the general manager in charge of marketing, et cetera, up there. And just before I say hello, or you say hello, I want to say I just asked my wife the other day, you know, we took a number of vacations last spring, summer, and fall. Where do you want to go back? She's anywhere you want. I said, yeah, what's your first choice? The Wolfboro Inn. So call 800-451-2389 and make reservations. Lucy, it's so nice to have you on.
It's nice to speak with you again, too, Stu. Thanks.
All right. February 17th, February 18th, give us an overview of the Wolfboro Inn and then talk about the Fire and Ice Festival.
Well, we have, last year was our first year doing this event, and this is our second. So we've got two ice bars being carved out of huge chunks of ice, and it's all outdoors amongst our 2 feet of snow that we have. We're going to have bonfires out there, and we have a DJ Friday and then a band on Saturday, and they'll be playing to entertain us all. And we've got a fire dancer as well. So it's really going to be a great time. It's all family-friendly, so kids are welcome. It's just $5 a person to get in, and then you pay for drinks as you go.
The Wolfboro Inn, a brief history of it. I was frank last time we were on. It looked good. I went up on the website. I said, hey, this looks good. Let's try it. It turned out to be nothing short of spectacular. What makes the Wolfboro Inn what it is, and what kind of specials are you running?
Well, we're, I guess the Wolfboro Inn is in the historic town of Wolfboro, and I think we're an amazing property. We have a beach, private sandy beach, and we've got a boat, the Winnipesaukee Belle. We've got guest rooms. We've got private event space. Great property for weddings and special events. We're nestled right in the heart of downtown Wolfboro, so you're within walking distance to all kinds of things. So once you get here, it's nice to be able to park your car and walk to so many things and not have to drive every time you want to go somewhere. So I think those are our biggest attributes, and we've got a great staff, a fantastic culinary team. We've put a concept and development chef in place, and he creates menu items, and we're doing a lot of local distilleries. So we're working with a bunch of our local distilleries doing beer dinners and whiskey dinners. We've got a whiskey dinner coming up, and that's going to be February 23rd, and he's created the menu for that, and it just looks amazing. That's got things with, he's got braised rabbit leg with whole grain mustard and pans in a pan sauce with stewed carrots and fennel. Sounds amazing. And then,
well, go ahead. I just want to say the only time my wife got angry up there was when she told me to stop eating. I said, I can't resist. Go ahead, continue.
See, the concept and development chef is doing very well then.
Yeah, I mean, if with the new concept and development chef, I'm not looking to put on 20 more pounds, but
right.
it's magnificent. Now, you run specials. What kind of specials have you got going?
Well, coming up immediately, we have the fire and ice, and we have the whiskey dinner. We do paint nights as well, where everybody can come in and have a glass of wine or two, and your inner artist comes out on the canvas. And so that's always fun.
All right, but you've got several through March. In case people can't make it up now, they can give us a little preview, like the whiskey dinner and whatever else you got.
Yes, yes. We do whiskey dinners. We have beer tastings. We've got New Hampshire Restaurant Week is coming up, actually. So that's going to be at the end of March. But we're always trying to do something fun and a little bit different, because there's just so much going on and so much to do and see in Wolfboro, and you just want to do different things. We do a howl at the moon for full moons in the restaurant, and we do moonshine drinks. So that's a little different and unique. And the paint nights. We have sushi on Tuesdays, so we do our own in-house sushi. We do taco nights, which has the little tacos. Miniature, unique, kind of gourmet tacos, I should say. And so just different fun things, trying to keep it exciting.
Yeah, well, you got the cocktail dinner coming up. You got a disco night. You know, when we went up there, we said, well, what are we going to do? We're going to be up here for 3 days. Let's start planning something out. We didn't have to plan much outside of Wolfboro. It was that great. What kind of you do have specials, of course. I'm looking up on the website here, and what's the process? Do you have businesses, groups that do people have to immediately schedule in order to ensure they take advantage of this? Because I know you're very busy.
We definitely have for lodging. I mean, we do corporate groups. We have different businesses. I've got a business luncheon coming in today, seminars. We do electrical training seminars, for example. We've got those coming up. Off-site retreats, we're a great place for a corporate retreat because you can. It's a nice, relaxing escape as well as a productive meeting. So I think when people get here and have a meeting, when you're able to relax and enjoy yourself, you can get a lot more productivity done. In the summer, during season, we've got a boat, the Winnipesaukee Belle. I don't know, did you have a chance to go out on the boat when you were here?
You know, I have to confess, I didn't. I saw the boat. We got involved with a lot of activities. You got some great areas to hike up there. Wow. And we never did make the boat. Next time, I won't miss the boat.
Next time, Stu, don't miss the boat.
What about repeat business, Lucy? This is always a telltale truth, and I'll just put you on the spot here. How much repeat business do you get?
Be able to give you a percentage as far as transient guest rooms go, but as far as my business meetings go and lots of people that do special events with us, I have so much repeat business. We've got business groups that come in every year and have for the past 10 or 15 years. So I've worked here for a little while, so it's fun because, you know, some of your corporate groups are based way out of California, and they come here for their business retreat. Maybe because the CEO has a house that's in the area or on the lake. So we have, and it's fun because you get to know your hotel guests too, because people come, they like to stay in the
Oh, yes,
room.
In that beautiful lobby. It's a great place to sit.
Yeah, yeah. This time of year, we've got the fireplaces going. There's hot chocolate and cookies, homemade cookies in the afternoon. So People really.
Oh, those cookies. Wow. I should have mentioned that at the beginning. Oh, my God. They're unbelievable. And all right. We're just about out of time. I encourage everyone, personal recommendation, the Wolfboro Inn, Wolfboro, New Hampshire. You will love it. You will thank me. And I always need people to say, oh, thank you, Stu. Lucy, thank you for coming on. It's been great.
Thank you, Stu. I'll talk to you later.
All right. We're going to take a break and turn to business.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, Sarah Vaughn, make yourself comfortable. I want you to make yourself comfortable right now without stress. This is an important interview. It's an important guest, an important topic for everyone. Everyone has family. Everyone knows someone, and you may be one of the 93 million people walking around trying to figure out what to do or stuck in a career that gives you just absolutely no hope for the future. Well, that's going to change. Joining us is James Ward. He is the author of New Directions, Successful Strategies for Career, the Workplace, and Personal Growth. It's published by Greenleaf Book Group. You all know where to get it. And, Jim, welcome to the show. Terrific book, just amazingly comprehensive. Nice to have you on.
Well, thank you, Stu, and thank you for having me.
A little bit about your background, what led you to write the book, and I think within the scope of your answer, people will see you're eminently qualified to talk about this subject.
Well, I spent 25 years of my career as a corporate human resources executive, all in financial services. I worked for a large investment in New York Investment Bank early in my career. I had the pleasure of living and working in Asia for 7 years and moved back to the States in the middle 90s and then joined a very large investment firm based in California, and I spent 15 years there as the global head of HR. But since 2010, I've been on my own as a consultant and professional coach, and I've seen the ups and downs of the marketplace over the last 30 years, and I think that I have developed some keen insights and thoughts around what works and what doesn't work in terms of career strategies.
Yeah, and everybody needs one. You've got the millennials having a difficult time today. You've got careers. It used to be, I remember, just, you know, we had one career, got a gold watch, and that was it. Now it's three or four times. You've got to find the skill sets with positive transfers. And then you've got those who are already, I say, locked in or field imprisoned in a world of world of corporations, and yet they've got a family to support, bills to pay, and it's not just saying, well, you know, I'll just find something I like. You have to think of the security of the family. How do you make the adjustments to these things?
Well, I think you have to have a very practical approach to career strategies. Obviously, you need to make a living. You need to pay the bills. You need to support yourself. But at the same time, we spend a lot of time working, and we need to be fulfilled in what we're doing. And I think what you see today is a different approach to career strategies. I mean, post-World War II, it was a simpler thing to manage. Individuals went to work for one corporation. 30 years later, they retired and lived happily ever after. But today, you'll have individuals that have multiple careers in their lifetime. They'll end up doing alternative kinds of activities, often completely different. And so you manage your career differently today, and that's just in tune with the economic realities of the marketplace.
All right, I want to give the website. Jim's website is new-directions.org. That's new-directions.org. You should take a look at it. I'm going to sound mercenary here, I'm not going to disguise my motives, but I'm not out in the workplace here. It used to be that you had this allegiance, this devotion. Now I think the personification of this is with pro athletes, and I said, go out and get the money. If you can get it, get it. What should be the attitude of people who, quote, admired, and they're going to sell themselves out to the highest bidder, yet they're not going to sacrifice the pleasure and the joy derived from the work they do? It's kind of a conflict.
It is, but I do think that, that you can bridge that from this perspective, is that I think people need to see themselves as their the CEO of their own company in many ways. You're the personification of your skills, your talents, your attributes, and you're going to present those to an employer and, as you said, maybe sell them to the highest bidder. But at the same time, you're realistic about what you're going to get out of that. It's not a lifetime commitment anymore. The psychological contract between the employee and the employer is essentially gone. And so you need to look at yourself as a commodity of sorts, where you're going to present those skills to an employer. And if it works for you for a year or two, that's great. Maybe it's 5 years, maybe it's 10 years. But continually ask yourself, am I satisfied? Is this working for me? And am I getting out of it what I'm putting into it?
The shocking reality of the end of pensions for a lot of people, the end of 401ks, the money put aside and by corporations. This has provided an impetus for a lot of people who may be reactionary and say, maybe I should start a business. What's your advice there?
Well, I think the entrepreneurial itch is real. People have this ambition to work for themselves, and I think if that is in your DNA and your makeup, you should take the leap. I think people need to be realistic about it, realizing that most businesses, 50% of the businesses fail in the first year. But at the same time, you can go into this with open eyes, with a clear lens, and expect that it's going to take a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of courage. And the thing I tell people in my coaching work is, if you do take this entrepreneurial route, always have a backup plan. If it does fail, it's not personal failure per se. It just didn't work out. And most successful entrepreneurs have all failed at something in their lives. We all have.
A lot of this isn't predicated upon a bad economy, and you could define it any way you want, depending which end of the political spectrum you're on and how it benefits you. But downsizing is a reality. We've seen all these jobs cut contract because of Obamacare, natural downsizing and exportation of jobs overseas, where it's more inexpensive for companies. And the fact that technology, we're becoming rapidly a robotical society. Is there some? We talk about exit strategy, and we talk about having a good sound plan. What about anticipation of these things and how you should position yourself?
Well, I have a concept in the book that I refer to called the self-managed career, and I think that we all need to be realistic, that right-sizing, downsizing, corporate restructurings go on every day, and if you find yourself in as a victim of that, it's not the end of the world. It's a chance to take a step back, reflect on your personal ambitions. What do you want to do? What are you good at? But the reality is that we're all going to find ourselves at one point in our career in transition, and whether you were the victim of one of these downsizing or right sizing, or you just got fired because you couldn't get along with the boss. It does happen. It's not the end of the world. People need to be realistic when they find that happening to them. Take a couple of steps back, reflect, analyze what went wrong, what was my part in the situation, and then put together a strategy to move forward.
As we conclude here in our last minute or so, and you've covered this in part, but perhaps you want to just relate something about the major differences in today's career strategy that hasn't been covered.
Well, I think the today's strategy is important to include the importance of social intelligence and what I call emotional competency to success. I mean, we get hired because we can get along with people. It's so important to navigating the corporate world, whether you're a senior executive or you're a plumber or an electrician. You have to be able to get along with people. And often that leads to conflict in the workplace. And I think the importance of social intelligence is critical. And then the importance of emotional intelligence of how do you see yourself? Are you self-aware? What kind of shadow do you cast to people when you're in a group setting? And these two competencies I do talk about in the book quite a bit. I think they're very critical to today's success for whether you're talking about a new college graduate or a senior executive.
Got time probably here as we're kind of caught between segments of a conclusion in about 15 or 20 seconds. Something you'd like to add?
Well, I think that the idea of a career strategy is critical in today's world. It's ongoing. It's not an event. It's a process. And again, whether you're graduating from college or you're a 15-year senior executive thinking about doing something different is it's important to realize there's a lot of competition in the world, and what am I going to do for my brand, and how do I differentiate myself from others in the workplace?
All right, James Ward, New Directions, Successful Strategies for Career, the Workplace, and Personal Growth. Get a copy of it. Greenleaf Book Group. Jim, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Well, thank you, Stu, for having me.
All right, we're going to break, come back. We're going to talk with Alicia Stolbe. We're going to talk about mortgages, a little bit about how you handle it. This is Stu.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Biz Talk Radio. Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Tony Blankley, the Washington Times columnist. Listen to Stu Taylor, the smartest voice in Boston.
All right, we're going to jump right in here. The subject is so expansive, we want to get as much in as we can with a very talented lady. Her name is Alicia Stobe, and I want to spell it. It is E-L-Y-S-I-A. S-T-O-B-B-E. She's the author of How to Get Approved for the Best Mortgage Without Sticking a Fork in Your Eye. Love it. The book is published by Porto Alto. And just quickly, Alicia has 13 years experience in the mortgage industry, has closed over $250 million in residential mortgage loans, written up in a lot of the major publications, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Business Magazine, Top 50, Influence, Good Day. I mean, it goes on and on. She's here to talk about her great book. Alicia, welcome. This is, this is a book for everyone. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Stu. Thrilled to be here.
All right. We could do 20 hours on politics, but let's not, because let's stick to one thing. The issue of Ben Carson for HUD, I think you and I share the sentiment that this is certainly influential in a lot of decisions that will be made. Not the best choice, huh?
Well, you think you'd want somebody who has a little experience. It's kind of sort of like me saying, oh, I'm going to start doing open heart surgery tomorrow. Do you have confidence in me?
Right, exactly. I don't know. What do you think the consequences of this will be? Are too early to determine, and how it may have an effect on the economy?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, Ben Carson is now responsible for appointing the deputy secretary, secretary general counsel, inspector general, chief financial officer, so many programs, special assistant for Indian and Alaskan Native programs. Office of Lead-Based Paint Abatement and Poisoning Prevention. So this is going to have a huge trickle-down impact.
All right, we're going to find out. That's in combination with a lot going on in the economy. There may be a falsification in terms of optimism with the stock market going up. And again, I don't want to go down that road because I'd rather have you focus on interest rates going up. We're looking at mortgage rates. Is this a good time to lock in?
In my opinion, yes. I mean, we have Chairman Yellen of the Federal Reserve 2 days ago announcing that there's definitely an interest rate coming our way, and their next meeting is March 14th, I believe. So whether they do it then or the next meeting remains to be seen. But what happened the last time the Feds raised the interest rates was the market had already adjusted for the quarter point. So the day they did the announcement, there was actually no increase that day of that same size, because the market had already done the adjustment. So it would be very interesting to see in the next 30 days what's going to happen if the market is going to adjust. And when she made the adjustment, there was definitely an uptick in the rates within immediately for the next 2 hours, and then it calmed back down a little bit.
All right. The question, you make a very salient point here, and I didn't realize it was this high. 50% of the people who apply for mortgages don't qualify, do not get closed. And there are a lot of steps they can take. What are some of the do's and don'ts in preparing yourself?
I think it's very important that borrowers get pre-approved. If they get pre-approved, then they can shop with much more confidence. They know their buying power. I think that's critical, that you're actually shopping at the right, correct price point, so people don't get disappointed. And it also saves you money, because once you're under contract, you're responsible to perform. It's a legal binding contract, so the borrower is going to have to pay for their appraisal. They're going to have to pay for their home inspection. Sometimes there's also pest inspection required, depending on the loan type, and those can easily total $1,000, and you spend that money out of pocket whether you're able to close on the loan or not.
Yeah, lots of pitfalls to watch for: closing costs, misleading information. I mean, if somebody is a senior age, looks at reverse mortgages, they just jump up and down, not realizing the consequences. How do you relate this to protecting your personal information, choosing a lender, just some things to be careful of, avoiding closing costs?
Oh, sure, sure. Well, closing costs can often be paid for by the seller, and that also is based on the loan type. So that's very important, because that makes a big difference if you're going to, you know, spend that 2-4% closing costs out of your own pocket when the seller can pay for it is a great alternative. But when you're selecting a lender, I think it's very important to make sure, first of all, they're licensed through the National Mortgage Licensing System. That's very important, because the feds check fingerprints, background check, and screen the applicants very seriously, even review credit before they actually approve that loan officer to be licensed. And also, I think that you should look on reviews. There's tons of places online, Better Business Bureau, Zillow, that you can actually research your lender and see how other people rank them before you actually proceed.
How do you go about determining what the best loan is for you? And second part of the question, when do you buy, when do you rent? Trying to cram in as much as I can here.
Sure, sure. Well, the buy-rent one actually is one of my favorite questions, because I truly believe, you have to do what's right for you and your personal situation. So if it looks like you can buy for about what you would rent, it's a good time to consider making a purchase. But most importantly, look at your personal life. Are you engaged? Are you growing your family? Does it look like you're going to have a 2-4-person household in the next 1 to 2-3 years? You know, that gives you ahead of time, you know, what kind of house, what size of house. Are you in the type of profession that makes you relocate every 2-3 years, 1 to 2 years? I take that information is actually, to me, more important than, you know, if the rates are low, because I feel like rates are historically low, and even if they creep up a half a point or a point in the next year, they're still historically low. And that is a great, wonderful thing. But I think it really matters what that individual is doing as it relates to them.
All right. A thousand questions, but I think it's important for people to realize the value of your book. We've got about a minute left here. Can you break down what people can get from this book so they can sit back and say, wow, this covers everything? And it does.
Thank you. Yeah, I really worked hard to create for this book a true tool to the borrower. I feel if clients, borrowers, first-time home buyers, or anybody who hasn't bought a house since the crash, are really interested in learning the correct questions to ask, why, and also why lenders ask for what they ask for, how to research a lender, how to pick a realtor, how to pick a home inspector. The bulk of it is really on the mortgage process, so they have a better understanding and a smooth process, but it's just chock full of information, and I did it also to elevate the level of service in the entire industry.
All right, about a 30-second time for you to elaborate, summarize something we haven't covered.
Sure, to answer your question about the best loan. So I truly believe that people should make full loan application and then have their lender present to them everything they qualify for and the pros and cons of each, whether that's mortgage insurance or not, what that costs, if there's an upfront funding fee. And then from there, the client can make an educated decision.
All right. Get a pen, get a pad of paper. How to get approved for the best mortgage without sticking a fork in your eye. I smile every time I read that. Number one Amazon bestseller written by our esteemed guest, Alicia Stobie, today. And please get a copy. It's for everyone. I didn't even ask you who it's for. The answer is for everyone. Alicia, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I hope to have you back. And I want to thank our listening audience. We'll see you back here tomorrow with a full slate. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio.